Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
This column was written by Jim Thompson, and it is entitled Lawyers and Capital Projects. I'm Chuck Swan reading this column for Jim Thompson because Jim is again on the road. Here's what Jim has to say. Having been in the industry for over 40 years and having written my fair share of expert witness reports, I can tell you that major capital projects over, say, U.S. $5 million are more likely to end up in court than not. This does not have to be. Okay, Jim, you say this does not have to be, then why does it happen? There are two or three conditions that cause construction court cases. They come up repeatedly. At the top of the list are mistakes due to the fault of the board of directors. Boards of directors put pressure on projects through the CEO to come in at a certain dollar figure. They do this because A, they have only so much money to spend, or B, they have a ridiculous ROI target, ridiculous for the circumstances at hand. Seldom do members of boards have the expertise to judge capital projects properly. Look at them. They have finance, manufacturing, or marketing expertise. Occasionally, they have regulatory expertise. Almost never do they have construction expertise unless they're on the board of a construction company. If you think about this, it all makes sense. Why would a board of a manufacturing company have members that do not fit the business model of that company? What is the remedy? The board itself should hire an expert to assess the veracity of any estimate brought forward for a capital expenditure consideration. This should be an expert who has no other reason to work for the board than this. In other words, do not hire an engineering firm that might have been in the running for the entire project. I have personally performed this service within the last 6 weeks for one company. It is a high-level review, but the right expert can do this quickly and economically, saving a lot of money and pain later on.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Shutdown. You planned it months in advance, or perhaps it was totally unexpected. For both kinds of shutdowns, the Pro Services Pulp and Paper team will be on the job immediately to get your pulp mill or your paper machine up and running again as quickly and efficiently as possible. For planned shutdowns, our pulp and paper project managers work with you weeks in advance to understand your needs and begin meeting them immediately as soon as the line stops. For those unplanned shutdowns, our full-service team can be instantly on the job with your team to find, understand, and correct all problems. Whether it's a planned or unplanned stoppage, your know-how plus our know-how will get your line up and running again safely and efficiently. Together, we can be ready for your next shutdown recovery or planned maintenance operation. Call us at 269-327-2322 or visit us at prosatwork.com. At Pro Services, we work.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
The next item on the list is Fantasyland, usually promulgated by production. Production folks, like boards of directors, think most capital projects cost too much, take too long to install, too much downtime, and are overcomplicated by nerdy engineers. The third item on the list is actually two items. The first is inexperienced engineers put in charge of projects too early in their careers, before they know better, and who thus succumb to the pressure from production and the board previously mentioned above. These poor engineers never have a chance. They are doomed to failure from the start because the project has been in fantasy land from the start. The second item is engineers with a bit more experience, but who are spineless. These folks are miserable creatures, careening from project to project, counting the days until retirement. The fourth item is one that can actually make up for the sins of the other items if properly employed. This item is insurance. You can buy policies for about everything imaginable that will go wrong on a project. Most organizations fail to do this, for they think it is unnecessary or too expensive. Good insurance underwriters are worth their weight in gold, for they will actually examine your conditions in depth before they will write coverage. Listen to them, even if you don't buy their policies. These are the organizations who have spent the most time in court and seen all the unimaginable things, you think, that really go wrong. Who, what, when, where, why, and how are questions that are your friends in capital projects just as they are in journalism. If the answers to any of these queries concerning your project produce fantasy answers, no matter the source of the fantasy, the board, production, suppliers, or others, you are in for a rough, life-changing event. And for balance, let me add that some engineers, indeed, are too conservative. However, I would prefer to see them underpromise and overperform rather than the other way around. It is a way for all parties to survive intact. As for the livelihoods of my construction lawyer acquaintances, I wouldn't worry about that. Enough of you will ignore these admonishments to keep them in play money for weekend jaunts to St. Bart's. I know, I will have been dabbling in construction for 46 years in March of this year. Have you ever seen a bad project? Answer our one question quiz this week. For safety this week, bad projects lead to terrible construction experiences and many, many safety problems. Enough said. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.